It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday. Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is slide to the left, slide to the right, and back it up. We'll get into that, let you know what that's all about.
Yes. Everybody clap your
the
hands.
Cha-cha slide, right? What? Wait till you hear it's not about the cha-cha slide. I can tell you that right now.
The Cupid shuffle, what is it?
It's not about any of that.
Left slide, any of this, no.
No line dances. None of that. We'll get into it in just a bit, because right now it is time for Junior to do today's prank phone call. The nephew's out. Junior's in. What you got, Junior?
Where is the nephew? Do y'all know? Anybody?
Haven't heard.
I ain't heard a damn thing.
So he can take off and don't have to call nobody.
Oh, Junior, you can ask Shirley. It's been going on since 2003.
Oh, yeah.
2002.
Yeah, since he came back.
That's almost over 20 years.
20 years,
right?
Yes. He just reverts back. You know.
Okay.
It's kind of like that little amoeba. You know, an amoeba is a small single cell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever we thought learned it was in school. So
in science,
proton or something. I don't know what it is. But that's what he is. It's just a very, it's a single cell.
Say something you don't even know.
Well, I know that's what he is. I know what under the microscope is that little thing that wiggles by itself. And it's just one of them. And it's single cell.
He kept his job because he's your nephew. Yeah.
Oh, they got a whole lot to do with it. Because he'd have been fired by anybody else.
But he's
so simple minded. You have to let it go. And you have to understand that. He's brilliant. The young man's a great actor. He's got a movie career. But see, once again, didn't the movie just come out this weekend? Ain't he still taping Ready to Love?
Yeah, and he gone.
And ain't he supposed to be on the radio?
Yes.
And he gone.
All that's too much. It just becomes, it's too much. And his little brain shut down. He like putting your baby, he like strapping the baby in the car seat. He in the back seat just gone.
Sleep. The baby's asleep.
Sleep. He in the car seat because it's too much. See, what puts a baby to sleep in the car is when they're looking out the window and all that stuff going by that they don't have a name for.
Too much.
You know, telephone pole went by. Check cashing sign went by. Liquor store sign. Trees. Cross on the church. High rise building.
I got
street light. And all that keep going by real fast, and they ain't got no name for it, so there's too much. and they just God just protect them so they don't trip. Don't go to sleep, little baby. Yeah.
That's it.
Rock baby.
That's why your baby go to sleep in the car, because it's too much information pouring into that little single cell brain they got. And that's what Tommy is. Tommy is an amoeba.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get to the prank.
56-year-old amoeba.
Amoeba. What do you have prank for the day, Shirley. Yeah. Auntie Deborah K. Hair.
Yeah.
Hello?
May I speak to
this?
Let me tell you something to you. My name is Wayne. You did my auntie's hair yesterday, and now I don't know what you did. I don't know what kind of glue you'd use with weaves or whatever, but my auntie had and fell out in church today.
I don't even use glue, because I don't even know why you coming at me on the side tip anyway about your auntie.
My
who
auntie
the is your auntie.
My auntie is Deborah, and I have fell out.
I don't know no Deborah. I don't do no Deborah hair. You talking about I use glue? I don't use glue. I've been sewing hair since 1982. You coming at me with some glue? I don't do no glue.
Hold on. Who you think you tripping with? Look, let me tell you.
What you gonna do? Because you coming at me on some side. I'm gonna do some Deborah. I don't even know no Deborah.
Look, let me say this to you. All I'm saying is,
you gotta say, what you gotta say, because I'm serious about my hair weave. You coming at me with some glue? It's too hot for some glue. That be that melting on the side of your head.
Well, that's what happened, and I have fell off in service, and all the church members is sitting there laughing at her.
Well, she shouldn't have been. Maybe she's trying to get the devil out of her, because she ain't had no business shouting that damn hard anyway, but I don't with no glue.
You ain't finna sit here and talk.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about my auntie and her Jesus. Don't you talk about how she shout.
I don't even know this lady.
They call her Miss Deborah.
I don't know no Miss Deborah.
She just got her hair done from you yesterday. How you gonna sit here and act like you ain't cut it yesterday?
I didn't cut it. You just said glue. Tell Deborah to call me. Tell her to be a real woman and call me and tell me the mistake I done made. Because I don't remember no Deborah and I ain't used no glue.
I'm finna tell everybody in Atlanta, Georgia not to come to your house.
Wait a minute. You wait 1 minute. That's my livelihood, you with. Now, I don't need you. Who the is this? Who are you?
My name is Wayne.
Oh, I don't know no Wayne. Look here, Wayne.
I know you don't know Wayne, but you know.
Tell you, I got a brother named Big J and Leroy. Bring your Wayne. Bring your Wayne.
Look, let me tell you something. I don't want no problem, but I will throw these hands if I got to.
What? Big J number throw them hands on? Look here. I ain't got time to tell your auntie whoever the made the mistake it wasn't me. Now look, you done got me out here on Good Sunday. I just came from church. It's hot as hell. And you telling me about some glue? You ain't got to do today, do you? You ain't got nothing to do.
I got to find out why my auntie hair falling out in church.
Well, it ain't me. So call somebody else in Atlanta. Because, hey, I've been the since 82.
But you must not be in right now. You got people hair falling out in church and glue falling all off on the pews.
Don't say your auntie probably glued her own shit, and that's probably why it fell out. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the hottest stylist in Atlanta. So I don't know who no that, but she ain't nobody. If I ain't do a hair. I don't up hair. You can call any and everybody in Atlanta. They'll tell you the same thing.
Look. All I'm saying is, you done messed up my auntie hair. I want to get it rectified. I need you, first of all, to call and apologize to her.
Apologize? Have you done a low show? You been drinking on some Jesus juice with your auntie. That's why her hair fell out. You and Michael Jackson and your auntie Deborah Cece or whatever her name is.
Look, let me tell you. First of all, you gonna respect my auntie.
Okay, whatever you say her name is, I put up.
I want you to redo my auntie hair for free and give her money back from the first time she paid you.
I don't know who this. Hold on. I don't know who this. I don't know who you are.
I'm Wayne.
Why are you coming? Wayne, look here, Wayne. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna hang up in your face.
Now hold up. I'm Deborah's nephew, Wayne. Now, my ain't 52 years old. Now, if you ain't gonna respect your elders, how you expect to be blessed? You say you just went to church this morning.
See, that's the problem. You calling me on Sunday with some got me cussing like this. See, now I gotta go back inside and have a conference with my pastor behind some.
I got one more thing I need to say to you before I get off the phone.
What? Say what the you gotta say, because you're wasting my minutes.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked from your girlfriend.
Oh, Lord. That I'm about to have my brothers come whoop your That got me. That got me. Nephew
What's up, man? your girl told me, she said, trust me, going off the first 12 seconds.
She know. She know what it is, nephew, Tammy.
Hey, baby, let me ask you. You don't do no glue?
No, I don't no glue. I don't. Hey, I tell you, I don't with no glue. It's
too hot for glue.
Too hot for the glue.
All right, baby. Ain't nobody half fell out of church tonight. You still, they say you the bomb down there, so I just wanted to call and make sure I prank my girl. She the one.
I'm going to up on site.
All right, baby, answer one thing for me. What is the baddest, I mean the baddest, radio show in the world?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Why? All right, Jimmy.
Yeah, there it is.
Nephew.
And I'm
leaving. Thank you. Thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter subject. Slide to the left, slide to the right, and back it up. We'll get into that right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, "Well, I had this career before, but it was a waste." And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.